She's a great mother, and we've got our two daughters here. Hey, AJ and Christina are here all the way from Jacksonville. They went and planted Center Cross Church in Jacksonville last year, and they're doing. I'm glad they're here for Mother's Day to celebrate Mother's Day with us, but just asked Rebecca to share the message. So, Rebecca, why don't you come on up, give her a hand as she comes and shares the message for today. Get this.
Well, good morning. I just want to welcome everybody, and especially the mothers this morning. Happy Mother's Day. So I was wondering, first of all, we're going to have a little short video. We thought maybe we wouldn't show it because the editing didn't work out that great. But it's so cute, we couldn't keep from it. So let's just take a minute and show that video of some of our cute little children talking about their love for their mother. Mother.
Yeah, I love my mommy.
Tell me a little bit about your mommy.
My mommy gives me everything.
She does?
Yeah.
What's special about your mama?
Because she's nice.
She's nice?
Yeah.
And can you tell me anything else about her?
Well, she calls phone calls.
She what?
Calls phone calls.
She does. Oh, you love your mommy?
Yeah.
Can you tell me something special about your mama?
She loves me.
She loves you? How do you know she loves you?
She always says I love you too when I say I love you.
Really? Does she like to do special things with you all?
Yeah, she even homeschools with you.
She does. Isn't that special? Well, are you going to do something special for your mama?
I made rainbows for her.
You're going to what?
I made rainbows for her.
You did? Do you love your mommy? How much do you love your mommy?
I need to bake for my purple dress. I'm growing too much.
Oh, you are.
Do you love your mama?
He can't talk.
You did good for you.
He can't talk.
Yes, he can. Say, I love mommy. You love your mama?
Yes.
Good for you.
I do love her because she feeds us.
She feeds you? Why else?
And also, she takes very good care of us if we get hurt.
She does! Yeah. That's good. What would you like to say that's special about your mama?
That she's the most wonderful mama of all of them.
She is? That's nice.
You love your
Thank
mama?
You.
Yes.
That's good. Can you tell me something special about her?
She is a really good cooker.
She's a good cook.
And she likes to play whatever we want to play sometimes.
That's really special. Well, thank you so much. You want to say Happy Mother's Day, Mom?
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Do you all love your mama?
Yes.
Tell me why. What's special about your mama?
She cooks for us.
Because she's special.
She's special? How's she special? What's special about your mama? Can you think of something? Uh-huh. Oh, that's awesome. Can you think of anything else, Avery?
She takes care of us.
She does. That's important.
She loves us.
How do you know she loves you?
Well, she says it all the time.
That's good. And you believe it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you, girls, so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I just got a chance last week to grab a couple of kids, and I thought that was really cute. So I want to have all the mothers stand up right now. We have a little something special for you. Emily, if you want to grab those beautiful flowers that Dana Johnson made. She had to work today, but she sent with her daughter these beautiful flowers, and we're going to honor all the moms with those this morning. And I just want to thank you so much for sacrificially giving of yourself to be a mother, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later, but it is a sacrifice. I mean, it's a blessing, but it's a sacrifice. How many knows it's wonderful sometimes, and it's extremely hard sometimes. But it's worth it, amen? And again, I want to just welcome my kids, Rachel and Christina, my daughters that I love so, so much, and appreciate them being here, and my wonderful son-in-law, AJ. And I'm just really blessed, and I'm just grateful that the Lord gave me that opportunity, excuse me, to be a mother. That was a real blessing. So once you get a flower, go ahead and sit down. We'll open up this water real quick. Well, thank you. I'll take them. One for each. Thank you. Well, I have a disclaimer. I'm up here on Mother's Day preaching, but trust me, I am not the perfect mother. I'm not a great mother, but I think I'm a pretty good mother. Excuse me. And I've tried to do things God's way through the years. And of course, you know, it's very difficult sometimes. God's standard is perfection. His word is our goal, but at the same time, you know, we just have to do the best we can. And I'm going to talk about somebody today, a woman of God, a godly mother out of the Bible that we don't hear too much about, and that's Naomi. Does anybody know who Naomi is? She's the mother of Ruth. Ruth is a book in the Bible. It's a story. It's a love story, but it's a story about this wonderful woman of God. And I'm going to be talking about her mother, the mother's her wisdom. And she was an exemplary and godly mother. And here's kind of how the story went for those of you who are not familiar with it. Excuse me. A long time ago, when judges ruled Israel, there was a shortage of food in the land. So this man named Elimelech left the town of Bethlehem to live in the country of Moab with his wife Naomi and their two sons. Well, Elimelech died, and Naomi was left with her two sons. The sons married women from Moab, and their names were Ruth and Orpah. Not Oprah. There is an Oprah, I think, but anyway, Orpah. After about 10 years, the sons died also. While in Moab, Naomi heard that the Lord was blessing Bethlehem with food again, so she decided to return to her homeland. Naomi and her two daughters-in-law left Moab, and they were heading back to the land of Judah when Naomi decided to tell her daughters-in-law they did not have to go with her. Excuse me, that she was very sad and disappointed at how life had treated her, and she just did not want them to have to share in that. And so they all started crying. She goes, "Now I want you to go back and just get married again, have a happy life, you know, just go back to your homeland." And they were like, "No," you know, they were screaming, they were crying and everything. It was real dramatic. But the one, Orpah, said, "Okay, I'll see y'all later." And so she left, but Ruth clung to her mother-in-law and said, "No, I'm not leaving you." And she says, "Please," and Naomi said, "Please leave. You've got to go back. You've got your whole life ahead of you." And this is what Ruth said to her. And you've probably heard this saying before. It's very popular. I think they use it a lot in weddings. "Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. I ask the Lord to punish me if I do not keep this promise. Not even death will separate us." So when Naomi saw that Ruth had made up her mind, she stopped arguing with her, and they proceeded on to Bethlehem. And when they entered the city, all her friends and old friends and relatives were excited to see her. Like, "Oh, welcome back, Naomi." And the name Naomi means pleasantness. And she said, "Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara." That means bitterness. She said, "When I left here, I had everything I wanted. But now, the Lord has given me so much trouble. Sometimes when things happen, I know my default is, 'God, why did you let this happen? What's going on here?'" And I'm going to wrap this up here in just a minute to tell you how that kind of thinking is wrong. Yes, God is in control. He loves us. Things happen in life. Life can be complex and very complicated and difficult, you know, but God will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. So Naomi had a rich relative in Bethlehem named Boaz. He had this big farm, and and she was thinking they were really kind of poor. They just really didn't have much food, even though everybody in Bethlehem was doing well, it seemed. And so Ruth said, Naomi told Ruth, why don't you go over to his fields and glean? Well, they had all these fields of grain and whatnot. And the poor people would go over and glean and take away the extra bits on the ground that they left from the harvest and take it home and eat it. And they were, Ruth and Naomi were happy to get that. But I believe that Naomi had this strategy from God down in her heart. And God was just leading her in giving Ruth that advice. So Ruth had a great attitude. She said, sure, I'll do anything you want me to do. She was completely committed to her, loyal to her mother-in-law. Well, after a series of events, and you'll have to go to the book of Ruth and read it. It's really interesting. Naomi realized that Boaz liked Ruth, loved Ruth, started to fall in love with Ruth. He noticed her in the fields, and she was beautiful. He noticed her also being loyal and good to her mother-in-law and realized this is a great, not only beautiful woman, but she's a woman of God. She's a great person. And he began to fall in love with her. So then Naomi devised a plan for Ruth to go to Boaz's house and to appeal, to tell him basically, I like you. You like me. I love you. I believe that maybe would you want to marry me? I'm open to marrying you. I guess she proposed to him. I don't know. But anyway, so the long story short, they ended up getting married. And she took Naomi, her mother-in-law, with her, and they lived at the estate. And they were so blessed in the end. Isn't that an awesome story? So, but the interesting thing is, if you read in Ruth 4, 13 through 22, even though it's so hard to understand how God took Naomi out of Bethlehem and her husband went to Moab, her whole family dies, she brings back the daughter-in-law, and she ends up marrying the rich relative. Everything goes well. And do you know that they are Jesus's ancestors? God had a strategy. We don't understand how things happen the way they happen or why they happen sometimes, but we just have to leave it in God's hands and trust him. It was King David was part of that line, and then Jesus was part of that line. So God was working it all together for good. And so Naomi, as you look back and think about it, Naomi was smart. She was strong. These are my observations. She was wise. She refused to live in the past. She moved on and focused on her present situation and her future. She let her past go. She let it go. Come on, sing it with me, you know it. Let it go, let it go. Well, anybody that has kids knows where that song comes from. That's the new Disney movie, Frozen. It's cute. But it's about, I had to bring that in to wake you up in case you're a little sleepy at this point. But the point is, you got to let it go to move on to what you were meant to be. That's what the movie's all about, what you were supposed to be. And regardless of the difficult situations and the circumstances in your life, there's a plan. There's a purpose, right? And so a couple of things that I noticed about Naomi is that she was not demanding. She didn't tell those daughters-in-law, well, now you need to come take care of me because, your husbands are dead. She just released them. She released them. She was just thinking about herself and just picking up the pieces of her life. And by doing that, God blessed her and she found peace. And so Pastor Rick Warren said something interesting about holding on and letting go that I thought was really good. He said, holding on can be a sign of strength or stupidity. That's right. The same is true of letting go. It's why we need wisdom. We need wisdom. Every situation is different. Every situation is complex. And that's why we really can't judge one another. All we should do is encourage one another and love one another. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Nobody knows the troubles we've all seen or what we've been through or what we're going through. But if we stick close to God and trust Him and let Him give us His strategy, He'll take care of us. Amen. We'll end up blessed. With all the things that happen in life, we desperately need wisdom from God to overcome in this life. She didn't become reclusive. She was bitter. She was dealing, you know, that's natural. But she wasn't really angry at the world. She didn't seem to be, to me. She just dealt with the hand that she was given, as they say. Now, Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, is full of explaining and giving you a picture of what godly wisdom is all about. Some of the things that it talks about is wisdom is the principal thing. It's the most important thing in life. The fear of God is the beginning of it. So if you don't have the fear of God, you're nowhere near getting wisdom, real wisdom. That wisdom, which means to respect God, that wisdom will help us be good and do what is right. That's really my only hope, any of our only hope for that. It offers us a long life, riches, and honor. I thought that was really neat. And it will make us happy and make our life pleasant. So in the end, Naomi's life became pleasant. But was it pleasant on that journey in the process? Oh, I can't even begin to relate to how hard she had it. But when we receive God's wisdom, there's just so much more than the things that I've mentioned here. In conclusion, Naomi was wise, and her life ended up well and blessed. When we apply the wisdom of God, we can expect blessed results. Amen? And I want you to take note. Naomi was humble. She was humble. She positioned herself for opportunity. Are you humble in heart? That's a biggie. Are you positioning yourself for an opportunity? And she never left her faith in God. We must have faith in God and hope in God, even when it seems like all is lost. I have some friends. I have one friend who just, it was like, seemed like everything was lost for her. Two of her children died in car wrecks on the same day, like 10 years, 15 years apart. And she loves God and everything. And it's just like, gosh, how can that kind of thing happen? I don't know. It's just mind-boggling. But she, you know, she had a rough time of it for a while, but she is a strong woman of God. She picked herself back up, and she's moving on. And that's just a taste of some of the things she's had to go through. So some people really go through a lot of hard things. And I don't know why. None of us really know why, but we have to be there for one another and encourage each other. Amen? And we also need to be led by God's Holy Spirit and always let the Lord show us our next step. It's like Bill said earlier, your next step. What's your next step? One time, Bill and I were in a ministry years ago, and we were real involved in it for years, and we loved it, and we loved all the people. I think it was 9 years or something like that, Maranatha Campus Ministry. And then all of a sudden, they just closed down and disbanded. And I know some of the people, because their identity was in that organization, they were just devastated. And even some of them, I think, were losing their faith over it. And Bill and I just said, well, God, what's our next step? I mean, you know, this came to an end. Now what? And that's kind of what you have to do sometimes. You just have to say, okay, where do you want to take me next? Well, as Bill said earlier, today is Growth Track 201 Sunday. And there, right after church, is going to be a free lunch. If anybody wants to stay, you're welcome. And then like about an hour class talking about, learning about some disciplines that will help you establish a plan of action and help you implement the plan so you can stay calm and move on. You've seen that saying, stay calm and move on into the awesome plan that God has for you. And staying calm has been a real challenge for me. I mean, I got a type A personality. I'm just, you know, busy, active, and going at it. So when something comes into my life and throws me off, I just want to panic. I just want to scream, you know. And I'm just going, whoa, wait a minute. You know, what's going on? And I think the thing that God has done in my life at this point has brought me to the place where I just have to realize, take a deep breath. Don't do anything rash. And pray. And plan. Pray and plan. And so when you pray, God will begin on a consistent basis. God has just begun to reveal to me things. and show me things about my future, about moving forward, and just get my bearings as to what God wants to do with me at this stage of my life, at my age, which a lot of people my age can identify with. Sometimes you just have to go, wait a minute, this is how my life has always been. You know, my children are grown. You know, things change, and you got to go, now what, Lord? You know, I'm really feeling a sense of needing some new direction in my life. And God is so faithful, and He's so good, and He will take us from point A to point B. Amen? So let's go to James 1, 2 through 5. My brothers and sisters, let's see. James 1, consider it all joy. That's a different version. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. All right. So I thought that was so interesting. Of course, nothing in this life is ever going to be perfect. But if our heart's perfect before God, then God can work with us and God can help us. So if we need wisdom, we should ask for a God for it. And I thought it was really interesting. The version I have says, if any of you needs wisdom, you should ask God for it. He is generous to everyone and will give you wisdom without criticizing you. I thought that was so cool. I believe that's within God's character, that He loves us so much. He always has hope for us. He's not going to criticize us. We shouldn't criticize each other. We should encourage each other. So the Bible says He loves us. He wants to help us. He wants to bless us. Romans 8:28. I don't think you have that one, Rob. I didn't tell you to get that one. But it says, God works everything together for good for those. Now, here's the clincher. For those who love God and who are called according to His purposes. And so, you know, it doesn't work everything together for good for everybody, obviously. But He works everything together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. And so God has a purpose and He has a plan. And if you feel that calling and you sense that calling and you love Him with all of your heart and you make that effort, then He will work everything together for good. He's the best lemonade person maker in the universe. He takes our lemons, He adds a lot of sweetness to it, and makes a delicious lemonade, right? And we have an enjoyable, pleasant life. My prayer every morning before I get up is this scripture in Psalms 25:5. A few years ago, we had this ladies' meeting, and I won the prize, which was Valerie and Jenny Sanjana, put together this little picture with my favorite verse on it. And when I opened it up, the Bible, I thought, what's my favorite verse? I got a million verses, you know. But my favorite, this opened up to me, and I thought, Lord, I love this scripture because it really envelops my heart and where I need to be with You. Lead me in Your truth and teach me, for You are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. My version says, guide me in Your truth and teach me, for You are God, my Savior, and my hope is in You all day long. I have that picture sitting right in front of my couch where I read my Bible and drink my coffee in the morning, and it's so wonderful. I have my little poodle next to him. You know, it's just really a sweet time of the day. And I just look, I light my little candle there by that picture, and I look at that verse, and I tell the Lord, Lord, with all my heart, I mean this. Lead me in Your truth and teach me, for You are God, my Savior, and my hope is in You all day long. And then I just let it go, and I just move on throughout the day. And God is so faithful, and some days are wonderful and beautiful as everybody else's, and some days are difficult and challenging. That is not any kind of magic potion right there. But it brings me back, it grounds me, it makes me remember, Lord, you know, I'm just going to enjoy my day with You, but also when I encounter trials and difficulties, I'm just going to trust that You're working everything together for good. Amen? So that's my message, and so I just want to pray right now and lead you all in a prayer. If you so desire from your heart, you can just pray this prayer with me, okay? Lord, we thank You so much for Your goodness. We thank you so much for your mercies that are new every morning. And that you love us so much. You gave your only son, and that you have great plans for us. And Lord, we want to believe that. We want to receive your plans. So help us, I pray. Help me. Help me to do all that I need to do, to make the right choices, to cling to you because you are my life. You are my portion and my inheritance forever. Nothing else in this world is as important to me as you are, Lord. And I thank you. I'll always be grateful and thankful to you for everything that you are to me, Lord. And I just pray, Father, that our eyes will be open to see your goodness and your love this morning for each and every one of us. You're like a mother and a father to us that loves us more than any mother or father ever could in this world, because none of us are capable of perfect love, your perfect love. And help us just to see that and grasp it and embrace you, Lord, even as Ruth embraced Naomi and would not let go. And she walked through the difficult times with Naomi. And we need to be willing to walk through the difficult times with you and do things right, Lord. And if we do, we know that we'll be so glad we did, and we'll know you, Lord, and we'll stand before you someday, and you'll take us into your arms, and you'll welcome us into our heavenly home to be with you forever, Lord. And we're looking forward to that day, Lord. But in the meantime, we need your presence in our life. And I just pray that you would envelop every single one of us in here this morning with your sweet, sweet peace and your presence, and give us hope. Give us vision, Lord. Help us to be faithful, Lord. And we give you all the glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Rebecca. You did an awesome job. Appreciate that.